from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Can we consider the beginning of Connecting Link Reconstruction an annual Timmins tradition? This year, it's in the East End, rebuilding Highway 101 between Crawford Street and Lawrence Street, and it begins next week. That's phase one of reconstruction up to the Porcupine River Bridge. Phase two is set for next year. The contractor will be working on one side of the road at a time, so we're told to expect minor traffic delays. Timmins is using its $48,000 share of a provincial emergency preparedness fund to buy a sandbag filler and a drone camera and for training to assess flooding along the Mattagamie River. In the city today, Emergency Preparedness and Response Minister Jill Dunlop said as the number of emergencies continues to rise, the government commitment to preparedness can turn the tide.
But we know more is needed necessarily in the north. This is why our government is investing another $5 million into communities across the province to enhance emergency preparedness and response.
Half of that $5 million has been divided among municipalities, First Nations, and other organizations in the Northeast. Canada Post should phase out daily delivery to residential addresses while maintaining it for businesses. That's a recommendation from an industrial inquiry commission. The federal government asked for the examination and report after striking postal workers were ordered back to work in December because holiday mail deliveries were being disrupted. Among other recommendations is one that Canada Post be able to hire part-timers to deliver parcels on weekends and to help with volume during the week. Threats of U.S. tariffs have blown out the Ontario budget Premier Doug Ford wanted. Instead, the document tabled yesterday calls for a $14 billion deficit this fiscal year, $10 billion higher than forecast last fall, with total spending topping $232 billion. That will delay plans to balance the budget by a year to the spring of 2028. The government will spend $100 billion on infrastructure the next 3 years, on everything from highways to rail transportation, new schools, and medical facilities. However, there's only a slight increase in funding for education and health care below the rate of inflation. The document is cautiously forecasting slight economic growth over the next couple of years, but it also adds that the impact of tariffs in the future remains uncertain.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.